news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's another jam-packed day of news, so let's get to it. We'll start with the latest on the pandemic. Here in the U.S., the death toll passed 217,000 on Thursday as rates of infection and hospitalization are again surging. In the past week, new daily cases reported rose 11.6%, with North Dakota and South Dakota leading the nation, followed by Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah. Unfortunately for us, the Trump administration has basically given up on controlling the outbreak, indicating they are now open to natural herd immunity, an option that experts say could be disastrous. Under most estimates, that would mean about 70% of the population would have to catch the disease. In Europe, it appears that the long-predicted second wave has arrived. Many EU nations are reporting record-high COVID-19 cases. Leaders are struggling with solutions, France declaring a state of emergency and putting Paris and seven other cities under a new 9 p.m. curfew. The UK is tightening restrictions while Boris Johnson says he's trying to avoid another shutdown. But the World Health Organization is warning that the weekly number of new cases is now at its highest point since the start of the pandemic. The number of confirmed cases in Europe rose to 7 million, an increase of 1 million in just 10 days. And the number of daily deaths passed 1,000 for the first time. And some breaking news Thursday morning, Kamala Harris has canceled all travel plans after two people in her campaign tested positive. The campaign saying Thursday morning that a flight crew member and the senator's communications director both tested positive for the coronavirus, but that, quote, neither of these people have had contact with Vice President Biden, Senator Harris, or any other staffers since testing positive or in the 48 hours prior to their positive test results. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett faced the Senate Judiciary Committee one last time on Wednesday before her likely Senate confirmation, now scheduled for a vote by the full Senate next Thursday, October 22nd. But as on Tuesday, Barrett provided very few answers, refusing to weigh in on some very basic questions. Barrett declined to say whether she believes voter discrimination still exists in America. She wouldn't say whether she believed it was wrong to separate migrant children from their parents to discourage illegal immigration. She wouldn't say whether she believes climate change is real, claiming that's a matter of hot political debate in which I can't express a view or be drawn into as a judge. The hearings continue Thursday with testimony from outside witnesses for and against Barrett's confirmation. Remember this? This was back in May. It was at a Rose Garden event when the Washington Post's Philip Rooker asked Trump,
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it. But unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
Crime. What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
I'm still not sure what Obamagate was, but I do know that Trump's contrived scandals surrounding Obama all fell apart over the last 48 hours or so. Here's what I could put together. After a document was classified revealing the names of Obama officials who sought to unmask the name of an unidentified American caught in intelligence reports, who turned out to be Michael Flynn, Donald Trump and Fox went all in on the story. The gist of their complaint was that Obama and members of his administration, including Joe Biden, participated in a deep state plot to fix the 2016 election. But that conspiracy theory collapsed when the Washington Post reported Tuesday night that a DOJ inquiry into the supposed scandal, commissioned by Bill Barr, ended with finding no substantive wrongdoing. Fox barely mentioned the dud. They were too busy covering a new scandal perpetrated by another Murdoch media outlet. Yep. On Wednesday morning, just a few hours after the Washington Post story debunked one of Trump's favorite conspiracies, the New York Post published a story targeting Hunter Biden. On the front page, a story written by a former Hannity producer claimed a, quote, smoking gun email proved then Vice President Joe Biden had met with a Burisma advisor at the urging of his son. Biden's campaign said no such meeting ever took place and that the New York Post never even asked the campaign about the critical elements of the story. As for sourcing, this is a good one. According to the New York Post, a laptop was dropped off at a Delaware repair shop in 2019 with water damage, and it was never picked up. The owner of the shop, according to the Post, couldn't ID the customer as Hunter Biden, but he did notice that the laptop had a Beau Biden Foundation sticker on it. The story continues that the shop owner made a decision to make a copy of the hard drive before supposedly being seized by the FBI, and then he provided it to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. What? Yeah, it doesn't add up. But Trump-allied media amplified the story. Ron Johnson promised a Senate probe, and it was pushed on Fox all day. But columnist Max Boot in the Washington Post summed it up this way. Quote, the real scandal is that Trump and his cult followers hurl so many insane accusations and never recant or apologize. While claiming to be a victim of McCarthyism, Trump is, in fact, its foremost modern practitioner. His mentor, Joseph McCarthy's henchman, Roy Cohn, would be proud of him. By the way, Trump is apparently not so happy with his Roy Cohn, Attorney General Bill Barr, because of the outcome of that investigation. When asked on Wednesday whether or not Barr would remain part of his administration were he to win re-election, well, here's what he said.
How do you feel about Bill Barr in a term two, second Trump term, if in fact you get elected?
I have no comment. Can't comment on that. It's too early.
Too early.
I'm not happy with all of the evidence I had. I can tell you that.
And finally, the second of three presidential debates was supposed to happen Thursday night in Miami. But after Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19, the Commission on Presidential Debates decided to hold the debate virtually, while Trump balked and backed out. ABC then offered Biden that time for a solo town hall, which he grabbed. Trump, as always second-guessing himself, then tried backtracking. NBC, for some inexplicable reason, saved him and killed all credibility when they rewarded Trump for backing out of the debate by giving him an hour of free airtime. At the same time, Biden will be doing his ABC town hall. For shame, NBC. For shame. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.